Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Cool J cookies, I'm back.
center, they say, oh, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large, Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a punter or a hunter from a raccoon lodge. The original's hard, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I descend from my tongue. Not a till of the hun, gun or Abdullah and son. My vocals exact, like racking pinion in a tag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag. No good scavenger, catfish, vulture. My tongue's a sizzle in the competition.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight, none other like him. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
I can't call it. I'm here. I'm here because it's Friday Eve. I'm here because it's a night of poetry. I'm here because it's the Get Down. What's happening, Van Meadows? How you doing, brother man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, man. It's Friday Eve, like you said. Good night of poetry. The weekend is upon us. Hey, man, I'm living the dream, bro.
See, and that's all anyone can ever ask for. That's all anyone can ever ask for. And bro, it's Friday Eve and it's the Get Down, and tonight, I predict tonight's going to be epic.
I know it's going to
be. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. You know, man.
Look, tonight in the event page, I'm taking y'all back. We doing real hip-hop and R&B. We taking y'all into a place where if you're not about that party life, why are you listening to this music? But if you're about that party life, come on to the Get Down. Come into the event page. Listen to what we're doing. Enjoy the show. Hint, hint. And I'm just saying, it's all good. It's all, and I'm here with Van. How? Come on, I'm here with Van. How much better can your Thursday night be? I'm here with Van. I mean, listen to me talk. It's a comedy show. I mean, listen to me. It's a comedy show, but I'm here with Van Meadows. And y'all know how this is. This guy's Dean Martin. I'm Jerry Lewis. I'm the second banana, and it's all good. If you're not into poetry, not me and Van, forget us. If you're not into poetry, get yourself a seatbelt because you're about to be into poetry by the time we're through.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Mm-hmm.
Dial in number is 319-527-6300. And when you dial in, go ahead and press 1. If you're already here and you haven't pressed 1 yet, it's okay. Go ahead and press it. So you can hear the Blog Talk Lady says you're now in the host queue. That means we know that you'd like to express yourself on the mic tonight. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I got mine.
You got yours? Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, but as Queen Simmons like to call him, our benevolent benefactor, ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. Get your fine gem and jewels, bracelets, necklaces, earrings. Hey, man, reach out to that brother and get you some. Hey, or just hit him up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. But
y'all better get with this dude before he go big time and be like, I remember you just, you know, when it wasn't as big as it is. Like, you should have got some rollings before it went big time. You should have got you some.
Because those of us that are getting them in the infancy stage of Raw Links, it's going to have special variants, and comic book collectors will get that. But I have an older variant, while we have some of the original variants. So you might have to go hunt. But hey, look. He's working on a piece for me right now. My God, I can't wait to get this piece.
And Van, I got an idea for a piece. Now, I got a sister up here. I got a sister in New York who can make a piece. But I got to bring it to my man, Larry Maddox, because I know when he wrap his creativity around this, this is going to look something fierce. It's a three-poet. You know, I'm going to give it away anyway. It's got to be a three set, three bracelets. One bracelet has got to say Epiphany, one joint has got to say The Get Down, and the other got to say Wise Son on one side, Poetic on the flip.
There it is.
I'm just saying. I'm not just a fan of the show, y'all. I'm also a poet.
Hey, man, you know he got those special poet ones, too. Like I said, if y'all missed when he was doing those, you might have to pay a little extra now because, you know, we got the special edition ones. Somebody's got the variants. And they look, if you don't know like I know, when you decide to get something late in the game after everybody else has gotten it as a collector, it's going to cost you a little bit more money.
Just a widow.
But hey, listen.
But it'll be
J-Rock.
Worth it.
J-Rock. Why, son?
Amen. That's me.
Will you let them know what we doing tonight?
Poets. There's all kind of poets. All kinds. And some of y'all are so dynamic that y'all dive into anything poetically. Something brought you to poetry and made you who you are. So the question that we have tonight, what makes you write the kind of poetry that you do? And I say that along with my brother Van because there are poets who do a whole lot of stuff. Some poets stay in one pocket, and that's cool. Some poets jump into two or three pockets, and that's cool. I got friends that love spoken word and dive into jazz poetry, Afrocentric poetry, conscious poetry, and they're not the same. Some still do that hip-hop sound because you know how good MCs are.
Well,
some do.
That performance.
Come on, Van.
That performance poetry. You know the one.
Some
baby,
new performance
when I
poetry.
Look up in the sky and I see your eyes. I just want you to know that I dig you, baby. Let me tell you exactly. And maybe we could be, you know, performance.
Yeah. Van, I'm going to date myself. When I first started doing performance pieces, that was me. I was like, if I could see everything that you be to me, because the flowers that bloom brings a symphony to me because it's you. And then I was like, I gotta stop that shit because I want to sound like everybody else, and I got tired of sound like everyone else. And it took me some time to find my voice and my cadence, and I'm blessed to have four or five different cadences that I could play with. But brother, when I was in my early 20s, I was like, it's the man, see? You can't be me unless you see me. But your hands can't feel what your eyes can't see. Because all I'm writing is poetry. And that
hey,
be
hey,
me.
Y'all. Hey, Hey, y'all, let me tell y'all something. If y'all ever hear me talking like that in my pieces, shoot me. For real.
Hey, that's early poetic cadences. Those went very well back in the day.
Back in the
this
day.
This genre remember, of poetry.
I can tell you the first time I heard that type of poetry, it was on A Different World. And they had that little Afrocentric theme, and that brother got it then. He did that piece. I was like, yeah, that's fly, but I don't want to sound like that. You know, I don't want to sound like that. But that's the first time I heard it. Back in the 80s maybe? Yeah, back in the 80s. Yeah.
But if you listen to The Last Poets, when they did some music, that's how they sound. Especially when they're like, niggas are afraid of revolution. Niggas are afraid of revolution. And you had that kind of cadence going on. So, you know, it picked up.
It had its moment, but there are still cats today that still do it.
You know? There's some that do, me included. And
hey, but if one of y'all want to do y'all pieces like that tonight, you know, I won't stop you. So
don't play Van. Don't play Van. Don't play Van. Don't play Van. I will go there. Don't play Van. Don't play.
If one of y'all decide to reach into that level of performance poetry and give us a little something different of your pen set. Notice I didn't say skill set. I said pen set. Like that. We got that. Hey, write that down, Jay. Write that down. Pin
don't play, Van. Don't play.
Don't play.
I will take it there.
I know you will, Jay. I know you will. I have no doubt in my mind that you won't. But you know, if there's time later on in the show, man, you'd like to do a performance piece, brother. Hey, by all means, man, go ahead and pull out that performance piece and show us what the earlier J-Rap sounds like.
Say less. Say less. My
all
man
right,
Rock
so
got the drums. Yeah, we ready. We ready. Hey, listen.
Oh, that would be dope. Hey, that would be dope. Is he here yet?
Bro, tell that man to Rob, you got to press one, brother, because I need them drums.
Oh, he's here.
I need them djembes so we can do it, brother.
Him.
Come on now. All right,
I
cool. 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 If there's enough time, I'm going to take y'all back in the days. I'm going to take y'all back to something.
You
never heard my cadence like that.
We're going to go back. How far are we going to go back?
Way
go
back.
Way back.
Back into time.
Oh, man. I love it. So who's blessing the mic first, Jay, me or you?
You know, I would normally flip a coin, but since, hold up. Your birthday was before mine, isn't it?
It is.
Since your birthday is before mine, and your birthday comes just before the summer, and today's the first day of summer, for those of y'all who don't know, my good brother, would you please start the show and go on and get on down?
Absolutely, bro. It'd be my pleasure. The title of my piece tonight is called Just My Type. Honestly, I write the kind of poetry I do because life's circumstances dictate I do. But there are moments when my pen connects with my heart, and that's when the explosion of inked metaphors combines with the truths of life's ups and downs, and the ink screams for more, releasing all that is pent up inside of me to release verbal libations for the world to hear and see. And it's in those moments there's this universal explosion of exactly how the cosmos desired what I've just penned with perfection. As a creative, the art I scribed is more for me. But as a collective whole, the audience that views this masterpiece, whether they like it or not, someone somewhere needed to feel what this poet just said from the soul's hot spot. To wirelessly connect my ink dot to his or her current situation on the dot. But my pen and my heart agree that one of them had to write for the masses just to see just how important it is to be obedient to giving in to my desires, to be lit, to be light or dark with an ambivalent nature of to scribe or not to scribe? That is the question. Some paint, some draw, some photo, but me, I write with passion. So that is why I write the poetry I write. Sit back and bear witness to the power of ink. And maybe you should just write. And that's that piece.
See, you had to come out here with all this. See, you had to come out here with all this. Ladies and gentlemen, this brother had the unmitigated gall to say something so like a funky dope maneuver. Came in and said, and it is in those moments that there is universal explosion of exactly of how the cosmos desired what I have just penned with perfection. As a creator, the art I scribed is for me, but the collective whole, the audience that views the masterpiece, whether they like it or not, someone somewhere needed to feel what this poet just said from my soul's hot spot to wirelessly connect to my ink dots, to his and her current situation on the dot, that my pen and my heart agree, that my pen and heart agree that one of them had to write for the masses to see. That's a really dope paragraph of poetry. That says a whole lot that you and I have said on this show a couple of times. We, as poets, and I'm just going across the board, but specifically for this piece of what it meant, we touch a lot of people. Unbeknownst to us and unbeknownst to a lot of other people, we touch people. We touch folks in different ways so that people can sit back and listen to what a poet has to say and be like, wow, that's pretty heavy. Or if someone's going through something and they hear your piece, they go, damn, he just said what I was feeling. And that piece resonates with them. So what you just did touches that tremendously.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate
you.
Just be obedient.
You have got to be obedient. Obedient to the pen, and just to put that out there, Janelle hit me up, and her favorite piece is "I'm not a killer, but don't push me." She will quote that piece forever. That's what I'm saying. That piece resonated so much. She's like, "That's my favorite Van Meadows piece." When Poetic does that, she's like, "I'm a ride or die. I'm a ride or die with him."
So it sounds like I need a sequel. You know, Pac got that cut. Me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend doing 85 when we rock.
Hey.
Let me bring it back.
Me and my girlfriend. Yeah. And here she goes hitting me back, telling like, yes, with 18 S's. And you need to definitely do a sequel to that. But instead of "me and my girlfriend," how about you change it to "me and my poetry"?
We'll see. If Janelle says that, then I'll do it.
I'm just saying.
But enough of me. Enough about me, good brother. Hey, listen. We're not going to sit here and act like I'm the only one that touched people. I know for a fact that you touch people. And if y'all missed J-Rap's Father's Day tribute to the fathers, ooh, my God, that is touching people. So, my brother, I'm going to move out of the way.
Thank
you. I'm out of the way. And I want you to go ahead and get on down, bro.
My pleasure. I write poetry when it feels like life went left. When the sun proves that the day is going to be great, I write poetry so that I can be great. If not, then thine own eyes and left the shine be blind as the rays assume the position of razor blades that cut through tainted emotions carved out of dripped ink into verse. You see, I write poetry in order to weave a web of words to vocalize deep parental thoughts prearranged into intricate formats that bring a cataclysmic explosive thoughts or mirror the calming waters that hide inside of my fears. I write poetry because at times I have nothing else to give, and words are the saviors to otherwise destructive behaviors. So before the thoughts go away and I forget the feelings that I may savor as they turn into metal vapor, I write poetry because sometimes I have to put my prayers on paper. And it's not that I'm moody or I have a bad temper. I just want to be heard and hopefully remembered. So I write poetry. And the poetry that I write is like that because sometimes I look at the world and I'm not all right. So look at my pen and my mic and I use 20/20 hindsight, trying to stare at the sun and squint as if it's God's spotlight shining on me. And maybe, just maybe, I just want people to hear me clearly because I sincerely take this poetry writing thing very seriously, hoping that it never gets the best of me. Because of all things that I do, I write poetry because I want to be heard. And peace.
Yo. First of all, phenomenal ink. That's first and foremost. But I have lines in this piece that I love as well. I write poetry because at times I have nothing else to give, and words are saviors to otherwise destructive behavior. So before the thoughts go away and I forget the feeling I may savor, and they turn into mental vapor, and I write poetry because sometimes I have to put out my prayers on paper. And it's not that I'm moody or have a bad temper. I just want to be heard and hopefully remembered. That's how I felt those words, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Phenomenal, Jay. You's a bad boy, brother. You's a bad boy.
Hey, man, I'm only as dope as the poetry you make me read.
Hey, man. Love that. Y'all hear that? Yeah, hey, listen. Ladies. You got to be careful with this one. He's a smooth talker. He's smooth with them words. You hear him? He's smooth, y'all.
T-Rob ain't never been smooth. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. Now, occasionally I might jump across the table, but that's out of love. That's out of love.
Yeah. I feel that, bro.
I mean, I don't have people telling me to write a second piece to any of my poetry like some people I know. And it just so happens that the request happened to come from a light-skinned woman with hazel eyes like Van Meadows. Holy shit. Holy shit, who'd have thunk it? That's how it happens. My God.
Oh, man.
What is the irony of that? What is the irony? No one's asking the Chocolate Boy Wonder for stuff like that. But,
once
a year, someone gives a brother a request, and I can acquiesce. Never live on the air. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is how it happens on the Get Down, if y'all don't know. It happens like that organically. Somebody will come through and they make a request of my brother Van, and I get a little emotional. Not now. It just dawned on me, like I had an aha moment, like, aha. See, it's happening. And he got a request. very good request because the piece is absolutely dope that he wrote. If you haven't heard I'm Not a Killer, So Don't Push Me, go back to a couple of our shows and you'll hear what I'm talking about. But enough
yeah,
about
I have
my insecurities because I'm not light-skinned.
I have to admit that that piece is actually my favorite piece right now. So it's kind of, yeah, I'm working on committing it to memory. So y'all bear with me because, you know, senior moments be happening. I ain't even a senior, but that's a topic for another show. Before we open up these mics, J-Rab, do you want to talk to them to get them ready for the August show that we're planning on doing? So that they can have time to think about it and get it in their veins. And
I don't want to spoil it yet. I want to kick off the summer the right way. I want to kick off the summer the right way. So when we do the July show, let's give them the entire rundown for the summer.
This is the August show. This is that show that we talked about that's going to change the scope for at least that one night of the Get Down. For at least that one night.
So
get prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me let y'all know something. Come August, we're having a show where the Get Down is going to be unleashed and uncensored in every sense of the word. Some of this pretty poetry that you're getting right now, some of this nice, heartwarming, I got to feel this poetry. Oh, you getting the whole, you know what, Van, hold my beer. I'm about to go in.
Yeah, give me that.
But on top of that, we have a tribute show coming. We have a tribute show coming, and I don't want to spoil the tribute show, bro. But we got the tribute show coming, and ladies and gentlemen, August is going to be a beautiful month. I need y'all to tune in. But, man, why are you making me do this in a van?
Because we need them to get their minds together, because we need something from them to be prepared for that show. And we don't want to
let them have
it the
Van.
Last minute.
Let them have it.
We don't want
to let them have it.
We don't
want to
wait till the last minute. So
let them have it.
We have a tribute show planned where we are requesting. We've all lost someone within the last 2 years that meant a lot to us, meant a whole lot to it. So what we're requesting is you provide us with that individual's name that meant a lot to you. And J-Rob and myself, we will write poems.
Yep. Tell them.
We will write poetry specifically for those individuals. When you come on the mic, you tell the world that person's name, why they were special to you, and then allow me and Jay the honor of being able to spit poetry for that individual. And because
so just to be clear, y'all.
No. Go ahead, Jay. Nope, go ahead.
Just to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dedication show. This tribute is a very dedication show. Some of us have lost some good people that meant a lot to us. And rather than you spitting a piece, allow me and my brother to give you something on our behalf dedicated to your loved one. And we want you to sit back and take it all in on behalf of the Get Down. It's hard for some of us to get that concept because I know some of y'all don't want to hear me in Van all night long. But we wanted to do a dedication show to all of you who have listened to us, who might be going through something, who have lost someone, who still sheds a tear at the thought of that person, who can still hear that person's voice off in the distance. and me and Van want to give them their flowers poetically through you. When we do that, this will be an outstanding show that we hope you'll appreciate the spirit in which Van and I would like to give it to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we hope, pray that you'll provide us with that information so that we can go ahead and begin to write. Because we understand how important people are, especially those that we love. So we would appreciate if you would join us, allow us to dedicate poetry to your lost loved ones. All right.
Now that we got that out the way. And Janelle is fighting with me over the fact that she's light-skinned and Van's light-skinned. They both got hazel eyes and pretty smiles. People love them. Now that we got that out the way, she called me a liar back channel. And I ain't lying. Cause you're both light-skinned and you're both more attractive and people love y'all. But the fact
well,
that
I would hope that people not love me for attractiveness. I don't see myself that way. I would hope they love me just because I make them feel good, and they make me feel good. So,
see, always the real handsome dudes say that. Don't love me because I'm handsome, and people love me. Love me because I'm a person. I'm a person of God, and God loves me, and I'm one with God, and I'm more than a pretty face. Well, J-Rob's not that.
You know what you're gonna do? You know what you're gonna do, J-Rob? For the Get Down Poetry Awards this year, you're going to write my acceptance speech. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
You know what? I've already wrote it. I already wrote it, sir. I already wrote it. So there, sir.
Oh, man. I love it.
And inside the acceptance speech, it says, and even though I am light-skinned, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Love me because I'm poetic. The poet, and I am poetic.
Yeah, I hear it. And then you have some sister get up out of yours. Hey, get your light bright tail off the stage and bring on J-Rob.
We need some dark skin out here. We need some chocolate.
Yep.
Y'all know good and damn well that ain't whatever happens. I ain't even going to talk about it because y'all remember the show. Y'all remember the show?
Y'all remember
when
the show? Y'all remember.
Old girl Karen, she was like, "Ooh, hello, Van Nettles." And I was like, no, we're not doing that. It was him and David Mott. They were handsome, and they light-skinned, and they tall and handsome, and they could dress nice, and they handsome, and they got beards,
the
and they bull heads, and
the
they handsome.
For the record, you're taller than me, sir, by maybe an inch or two. I'm just saying.
And y'all's handsome. And Janelle's real pretty, and y'all is handsome, and all that other stuff. And then people be like, "Oh, hello, J-Rob." It always happens. It always happens. Every year it always happens at least once.
I tell you what, we're going to see what happens tonight. We're going to see what happens tonight. We're going to see what happens
okay.
tonight.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Cool.
Not a problem. Okay. Okay.
Let's first poet of the evening.
Please do.
Ladies and gentlemen, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, I bring to you one of the sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
She can't even hold it. You can hear her smiling, and she's holding it so bad. good evening, Ms. VIP.
How are you?
Oh, that is hilarious.
We got a reverb coming through.
Some of them inside jokes. I don't know why. I'm not on speaker. I'm not on anything. It could be my phone, but I apologize.
Nah, it's all right. It's all right.
Hey,
it's
listen,
right.
I got a good laugh, so I don't care.
All right. So you guys ready?
Wait a minute. Wait.
You want me to go? You want me to do it? Okay, I do it. Okay, great. Okay, great. I got you. So, Ms. VIP.
Yes.
What makes you write the kind of poetry you do? Are you ready to get down?
I am ready.
Well, by all means, J-Rob, get out of the way. Move.
What? Okay, fine. I'll move.
Go ahead and get that.
Thank you. I write romantically because I have love. Through the Creator, I am love. So as a woman who loves a man, I write of hopes and dreams, knowing love takes time, realizing things aren't always what they seem. I write to tell the world that I threw love into the universe, hoping it would come back to me, and it did. I write of how I want to be loved, kissed, and made love to, of how I wish to be taken care of, how there's nothing better than love. When two people are committed, willing to work on a relationship, not walk out when times get rough, to talk it over, then make up, then begin again in the morning. I write of the light in my eyes when I know I'm loved. There may not be butterflies, but I still get ripples like the tides that come and go in the ocean. At times I write erotica because I love our physical plane. He fulfills all three, all the same. And this is why I'm for him and he's for me. And that's why I write romantically. And that's that piece.
A solid explanation. A very solid explanation.
Thank you.
I agree. To the point, and she explains exactly why this is the genre in which she decides to write in. Go ahead, girl. You're still nasty, but go ahead.
Oh.
I like it.
Okay.
Van Meadows, what say you?
I'm just trying to decide if I want to say things twice so I get it, so you can hear it four times. But,
See, this is what I'm talking about.
But I really enjoyed this piece, Ms. VIP. I love the way that you talked about all the genres that you like to write in. And that's dope. I didn't do it in my piece. I thought about it. But I didn't. But this was amazing, and your clothes on this is just amazing. Give me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you. Oh, all right.
May I say, what a show last night. Ooh, y'all are so nasty.
Oh well.
My name was Shaggy last night, though. Oof. Y'all were nasty.
You were seriously poetic last night. We know who you were last night.
Who, me? I don't recall. I thought poetic was
just
Van wasn't there. Yeah.
Poetic was in full force, okay? All right.
Tell him, girl.
But y'all missed that show, the playback is available if you want to hear what we're discussing. But Ms. VIP, let everybody know what's happening in the Epiphany Radio for you.
All right. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. So now the topics are for discussion, of course, but we always have a good time, and we go left.
All the way.
All the time.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Okay. But you have fun. That's what counts. And some deep fire poetry. Am I right?
Bands in the nether.
Ben,
you want to say Stancy Chocolate?
We got to do an introduction for them. That sounds like the Twilight Zone. Like
the Twilight Zone. Oh, that was
two women from Philly who write dirty poetry. The erotic zone.
Left-handed.
All right. All right, Miss VIP, we're going to get you an over to the Get Down dance floor. You're the first over there tonight.
She's dancing,
though.
Right.
She's dancing. You know she's dancing.
Yes.
She going out there to shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Oh, wait. Sorry. Baltimore Club Day is
really?
Coming back, y'all. My bad. My bad.
Really?
My bad.
That's where we going? That's where we going? That's where we going?
My bad. I apologize. Kind of forgot.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad.
Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad.
My bad.
My bad. My bad. I was joining in. I was.
Okay.
See what kind of influence he is on me? You see this?
Lucky I ain't he got, is such a negative influence
got,
on me.
You lucky I ain't got Luke. I want to rock.
I want to rock. I want to rock. I want to rock.
Oh
my
sorry.
Goodness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the DJ said that he's gonna tune up some stuff for you to shake that thing. So get on out there and
all
enjoy
right.
yourself.
I can do that. All right. One love,
one
love. Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Whoo wee! So this is how we start at night, right? This is how we
listen.
Start.
Shake What Your Mama Gave You is going to be in the event page this evening from the Poison Clan. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey,
yeah.
make sure you put the one in there by the Ying Yang Twins too. Put that one in there too.
You know what?
Yeah. Put that one in there, too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep it moving. And oh, looky here, J-Rob. We're going to bring in the other half of the Erotic Love Zone and one half of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got La Perla La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob. I got no damn friends.
What? I ain't even do nothing.
Oh, my God. I was over
what
here
happened?
Dying.
What are you talking about?
I ain't even do nothing. That was I ain't do nothing.
That was J-Rob. Oh, J-Rob.
Oh,
he started the whole thing.
Oh, my God. Y'all crazy. That's all I got to say. Oh, and
any jokes?
I have to speak on what you said. My piece wasn't nasty last night. Okay. It wasn't nothing nasty about it. Not a damn thing. But
what word would you use?
Your pieces? If you listen to the playback, there wasn't nothing even sex, wasn't even remotely sexual about mine. Nothing erotic, nothing. Okay. Nothing. But y'all pieces? Y'all lit a fire up under my ass
about.
Last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I ain't do nothing.
I woke up this morning. I don't even remember being there. I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, collective
amnesia. I was there, and my piece was above board.
We inbox each other. me and the other ladies, we inbox each other. Trust me.
And what was said?
And what was said?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, what was said?
You're not privy to that.
How do we know it wasn't just you? And you blaming it on other people? No. See, you could be lying right now. It was you. Just like when I say, ooh, I have something nasty to say, and I'm asking for a friend, and it be me the whole time. How do we know it's not you? How we know it's not you?
Mm-mm, baby, my head game is stronger than that. You can't get my head
like
that.
I don't be lying when I tell y'all that Van's handsome and everyone loves him and stuff, like they love Janelle because she's beautiful and she light skin and stuff, and people be liking her and what have you. I don't be lying about that because, you know,
that
other dudes ain't got to lie about. That people was in your inbox saying stuff about him and me. We got no proof.
Y'all get enough said to you without me divulging any kind of inbox information or conversation.
This is how you know they be making it up as they go along, man.
We're so used to this with Danielle. We used to this. She would tell you to your face that I'm going with somebody. Let's go have a secret conversation and exclude these fools. She'll tell you to your face while you're standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to look at you. She will look at you and she will say, what? Y'all don't need to hear none of this.
Well, I just let you know. Yeah, I talk about y'all amongst other things.
Cool.
There are big discussions that take place in my inbox. People talk to me because they feel comfortable, and I don't divulge their information. That's why they still talk to me. I just let you know, you are talking about a lot.
All right. J-Rob, talk to your friend. Talk to your friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss, how do I spell liar?
No, I say La Pearl.
I didn't say that. I said, how do you spell La Pearl?
Oh,
it's capital L, small a, P-E-A-R-L-E.
That hurt.
La Pearl.
I'm hurt. The damage is done now. Damage is done. I'm crushed.
See?
Wait, hold on. I'm losing my balance as I pick the pieces up. Hold on. I'm falling over.
Ooh, you know she ain't falling.
She falling over? She falling?
No,
you hear this? Yeah. She's tipping over, man. She's tipping over, man.
Oh, man.
She's tipping over, man.
Dang it. Oh, God. That's all right.
Did you regain your balance, baby?
I'm trying. You know, I'm working with, heavy equipment.
Yeah.
We know.
Don't be giving nobody else no mental visuals. We understand.
We understand. Everybody else don't need to hear none of that, okay?
Don't let nobody come across the table. We already have.
Don't let that happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
You good? You good now? Huh?
I'm good. I'm so good.
You all right?
I am.
Yeah, you got your poetry? You fine? You good? Huh?
Okay, good.
Your piece locked and loaded, huh? Is it? Is it locked and loaded?
It is.
Okay. Don't tip over. Just get on down.
Thank you. You know, somewhere, sometime, for somebody, I'm telling this story because being misunderstood, ignored, shunned, and used at the start of life before getting a chance for life to even happen for me is telling someone's story. And that's what makes me write the kind of poetry I do, being miserable and broken throughout an acronymous relationship. Acrimonious relationship.
and then finding real love within myself after it's over is telling someone's story and is what makes me write the kind of poetry I do. Because I've seen, heard, and been subjected to things that only the Creator would help you grow through by showing you how to still grow love for humanity. It's telling someone's story and is what makes me write the kind of poetry I do. Remaining a giver and light worker, intentionally uplifting while being constantly smacked by life, is telling someone's story and is what makes me write the kind of poetry I do. Knowing my exhales are resting in the awareness of breath, where when spoken to my soul from a people with a spirit in need of just as much repairing as I do, life lies that have been and still show me nothing but genuine, untainted love since the first time they heard my voice. And I love each and every one of them right back. Is what makes me write the kind of poetry I do. Patience, enduring, being desired, darkness and light in life all show me that I have a purpose. And it's telling someone's story. And it's what makes me write the kind of poetry that I do. And that's that piece.
You do have a way of telling stories. You, Van, would you say that at times some of her poetry tippy toes along the feminist movement period in a 21st century type of vibe?
Mm-hmm. Definitely feels
like not overextending it, but, and then she has, and this is just a personal thing. And, you know, I equate a lot of stuff with music. But sometimes with some of your pieces, when you slow down your cadence, you have this Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday thing going on. I just think it's dope.
Wow. Thank you. Damn. All right.
I mean, you're still nasty, but sometimes you got that vibe, and it's just really dope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I lie, Van?
No lies detected.
Oh God.
What do you think, Van?
One thing I love about this piece, you talk about you may be writing someone else's story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a true poet does. To a degree, poets are different kind of empaths. And we write something knowing that there's someone else going through it, but we have to scribe it. We have to put it out there because their voice may be silenced, their voice may not be heard, or they don't want to speak their voice, or they're afraid to speak their voice. So you are 100% correct. You are writing someone's story. And that's why when someone hears your piece, they can connect and be like, oh, my God, how did you know what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I love your piece.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Y'all forgiven.
Now.
I said something nice.
I know, she just forgave us. Don't mess it up.
I'm playing.
The Pearl of Negra. I have to say, last night's show was deliciously nasty. You, and your partner in crime, your diva, your sultry voiced partner over there. You even had a for real the poet Douglas sighting. You know it was nasty when you bring him out.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Baby love. him and his baby love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all made me press one because you had my nipples hard.
Oh my God!
Did he just say that on the air? Oh, where is the FCC?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am clutching my own pearls. Did he just?
Oh my God!
What the hell?
You know what?
When Van gets like this, I go back to Robert Townsend and Hollywood Shuffle with the afros, and I'm like, I'm just going to turn my back and pretend that didn't happen because I'm too cool for that.
LaPearl LaNegra, can you please let everyone know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
Yes. All right, y'all. Alternating Saturday night, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Rob Poetry Morrow. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. And every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva. Now, she said, you know, we'd like to tease y'all before we give you the topic. That's just what we do. But whatever we come up with, you know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Before she goes any further, beloved, please excuse me.
Uh-huh.
But the brother's name is Rob, the djembe drum poet. The djembe poet. But you know the djembe is a drum, but it's Rob the djembe poet. So gotta give him right, Rob the djembe poet.
All right. So I co-host with Rob the djembe poet.
Poet. There you go. There it is.
Hey,
my bad.
Hey, right. When I hear you and Miss VIP talk about the Erotic Love Zone when y'all promoting, only thing I hear is Michael Bivins, come on, baby. Let's go get wet.
Oh, shit. Really?
This is where we going, man? Just going to continue what you did last night.
Exactly,
really?
I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't there last night. I just heard, you know, this dude named Poetic, he informed me of the shenanigans from last night, all right? Van doesn't remember being there, okay? Y'all seen the little DC show, right? You have this one guy named Firestorm, and he's two people in one. So what can I say? I'm just saying.
All right. I can say is my toy is rechargeable, so I'm good.
All right, good thing. Mm-hmm. All right, get on over here. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and to the Get Down Dance Floor you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is LaPearl LaNegra, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
What the hell?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 and get on down with us.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
But we ready to see who we got next to grace the mic tonight?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Who might we have?
My brother, we got Miss Lips in the building. Hey, Miss Lips.
What's going on, my sexy chocolate brothers?
How you
doing? Steven, that's the universal greeting. I love Miss Lips. Hello, Miss Lips. It is so
Absolutely.
Good to hear your voice. I am so happy that you decided to visit the Get Down this evening.
I'm visiting from my newly acquired space. I am now in Tuskegee, Alabama. This is my first Get Down with you guys from here.
You moved?
Yes.
That's a milestone. J-Rab, I'm gonna need you to be around more, brother. She talked about this all in our back channel chat in the Honey Drippers. The day it was happening, when it was happening, the show she was on. Y'all just pray for my
See,
brother.
Y'all always talking dirty in the Honey Drippers. I don't be talking dirty all the time because I got stuff going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, J-Rob the Watchman has so much going on. So y'all pray for my brother. Y'all pray for my brother. Pray for
him. I'm hanging with the kids and I'm doing stuff. I'm trying to avoid monkeypox. I got stuff to do. Now that I know that she moved,
why,
I got to send her.
You wonder why certain things happen the way they happen. I'm just saying.
Really, man? Really on the air, man? That's where we going? My brother said that. Lord,
I invoked
Lord,
my
Lord.
LSP privilege in that moment. I did.
And he admits it, ladies and gentlemen. He admits he utilizes the LSP privileges. For those of you who do not understand what LSP privileges is,
please
understand that my brother Van Meadows, very handsome gentleman, but you have him. And David Mott and these guys have what's called LSP that they utilize to their advantage. It's called light skin privileges. And they utilize these privileges to get their way, to do stuff that they do, and some of us brown skin brothers are protesting. We're going to have a protest march sometime in October to protest the light skin privileges because we're tired of the light skin privileges. And he just invoked the light skin privilege. Y'all just heard it. He just did it on the Get Down.
To my credit, ladies and gentlemen, you all know throughout the eons of time, LSP had a small stint of shine in the 80s. It's just a small stint. Thank you, Al B. Shore, for helping us out. Christopher Williams, I thank you. Smokey, we thank you. But we all know the you chocolate brothers always get your way, Jay. It's proven. Battle tested and proven.
If I may.
We were stuck in the house. Y'all were outside with all the women. We were stuck in the house. Y'all were outside with the women.
If I may. Can I ask you just one question, brother? Miss Lips, please chime in at any time.
Yes.
We'll open some other lines for this. But, man, has any woman ever said to you, wow, you got really pretty eyes? Anytime. Have you ever heard that?
As my man
bling,
Nick Cannon
bling,
would
bling,
say
bling.
On his show, Wildin' Out, I plead the fifth.
Okay. So pleading the fifth basically means, yeah, I just ain't trying to get caught up in my own bullshit. Anyway. That never happens to the dark skin. That don't happen to the brown skin brothers. You don't hear women say, oh my God, look at your skin. But the light skinned dudes, they got the pretty smiles, they got the pretty eyes, and if they bald headed with beards, the brothers have no shot. We got to go back to being milkmen.
You want me to shut you down? You want me to shut you down? You ready? Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen,
go on.
I'm about to shut down his theory.
Oh my God.
But it's not. I don't get. Ooh, God, yeah. I need me a chocolate man. Oh boy, you too. Like I need him right there, the dark skinned one. Yeah, him. Mm. What's his name? J. Rob the Wild Son. Ooh, yeah, he dark. Ooh, yeah, that's Mr. DSP right there, girl. He could be my Dark Knight anytime. Yeah, I don't get that, Jay. I don't.
Okay. Let me put a hole in that theory for just a hot second. And this is another yes or no statement. Just another yes or no. Correct me if I'm wrong, but before I made a stink about it, was we not on the Get Down one evening and an assistant came on the show and she said, hello, Van Metal. And I said, good evening, beloved.
Oh, hi, J-Rob.
Did that not happen? Did that not happen,
know.
Man?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her? She's on the mic right now. Ask her.
Listen.
Miss Lips. Did that not happen?
It didn't happen, but not as extensively as you want to make it. Listen,
it did happen, though. Did it not? Did it not?
It was not as severe. I was speaking to both of you, and you tried to make it sound like I was, like, completely ignoring you, and that is not the case. Because as Van just said, in my history, I have a real thing for a chocolate brother. There is nothing prettier than my high yellow ass laid up on some deep dark chocolate.
See?
Oh, say that now because
hey,
it's summertime
hey,
and my
hey,
tan
hey,
is right. But that's not
hey,
what
Rob,
you said that
hey,
night.
Rob.
That's not what you said,
hey,
man.
Rob.
That's not what you said.
John Robinson, the defense.
Dude, you gave my government?
The defense rests their case. Okay, Mr. Johnny Cochran, the defense rests his case.
I was dead.
Would you please usher Miss Lips to the mic?
I'll usher her to the mic, but I was there.
Mr. Chocolate
she
One?
Said, hello, Van Meadows. Oh, hello, J-Rob. I was there for that. I'm just saying, but forget what I said. Forget what I feel. I ain't light-skinned with hazel eyes and beard and bald head. Miss Lips. Good evening,
yes.
Beloved. How are you? Thank you for coming to the Get Down. Please let me ask you, is your piece locked and loaded in light skin?
It is absolutely locked and loaded. First piece I've written down here in the South.
Nice. Well, I'm not going to hold you anymore. I would like for you to take your locked and loaded piece that's light skin. And please get on down, light skin.
This piece is called Outside My Pen. I have always walked a path untraveled, never heard the same drum as the norm, so I never fit into the spaces I was placed in, and no one desired to see me. So all I had were the words and stories I dreamed, and the facts on the nightly news that shaped my world. And I lived in that awkward existence where TV reality and personal fairy tales swirled into one, because even my family saw no real value in my way of thinking, saw me as silly and frivolous, because I wanted to write stories like I saw in my books. But they said I wasn't like them, those who told those stories, as they were special, was something the world wanted to hear. And I was no one, a nobody that no one cared to hear from. So I wrote out the life I wasn't allowed to live, placed myself in the stories that the news told me, and tried to tell the personal stories they were unable to see. And I told love stories of the one who'd love me completely and would find value in my oddness, and carnal stories of how our bodies yearned for each other. I built a world where I was God and everything was mine to design, but my reality has always been empty because I was never taught to actually live what I wrote of. Because to show that part of me brought chastisement, because I could never be anything but the simple country child I was born, designed to serve all and to live and die for everyone's comfort but mine. So when there was nothing left to want from me, I retreated to my pen, because my life was in my pages that I hid away lest someone see. And to this day, my ink tells the stories of all I wish to be, even when my reality is stagnant, because I never learned to live outside my pen. I'm Lip, and you've just been serviced.
This.
So you just going to... Go ahead,
this,
man. Go ahead.
Nah, this... I was captivated by the title. Right outside my pen, and then when you got into it, I was like, man, I was like, this is some deep, deep stuff, and beautiful poetry. I love this, absolutely love this, J-Rap.
So you're just gonna come in here, move to Alabama, and recite some really smooth, dope poetry like this? Invoking your LSP privileges with Van? That's what we doing? That's what we doing? That's because the piece is dope. The piece is, I'm sorry, I said I'm going to stop using dope because it's getting overly used. That piece is exquisite, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
But I know y'all was using some unspoken privileges, but the piece is still really, really, really good. And her
Excuse me, J-Rap. I need to be Kanye for a moment. Hey, Miss Lips, that piece was dope.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. That's where he went. That's where he went.
Y'all are a mess.
That. Welcome to the Get Down.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you very much. I love you guys. You know this is my heart.
We love you too.
Absolutely.
Now, you're going to get over there on that Get Down, because I've seen some of the music that J-Rob has told the DJ to play, and my God, when I get off this show, I'm going out there and I'm going to have me a good time. Good time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ta-ta.
Ooh-wee. Man. It's a party, Jay. It is a party.
Bro, if you listen, if you're paying attention to your event page, it is a party.
It's a party. It's going
on. I just hit you with some Jagged Edge. It's a party tonight.
Mm-mm-mm.
Give you a
Let's
little bit of breath and ask it what you like, who we got next, Van.
Ooh, what you like? Oh, you said the Brat. Did you say the Brat? Lord have mercy. You really trying to start it off. Next up on
Come
the
on
mic,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Very good evening.
If I may, I find dark chocolate to be extremely healthy and delicious. I have never, ever dated anybody light-skinned, although I did create one. And with that said, Van, you know what name for the tribute piece. You already know.
No, you can't do that one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yes, you can, girl. Yes, you can.
I'm just kidding.
You do that. You do that dedication piece. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
She know I'm messing with her. She know I'm messing with her. Right, Amelia?
Please do it. Yeah, Amelia. Don't mind me, man. We sit here cracking jokes the whole night. It's been that kind of
thing. I know.
And welcome to the Get Down, beloved.
I have been listening through the entire show, and yes, Van and I have been friends for a lot of years, and I know very well he's joking, he's teasing me, and I don't mind that whatsoever.
Good.
So,
thank you.
Right. Yeah, so you have a question for me, Kings?
We do. We want to know what makes you write the kind of poetry you do, and if you're ready, you can go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece is called I Write Poetry Because. My Lord and Savior gifted me this talent upon my birth. My imagination began to kick in around 2 years old. My family would regularly read me bedtime stories until one night I took the book away and said, I'm going to read you a bedtime story. Of course, I didn't yet know how to read, yet I was making something up as I expressed myself. Then from about 4 to 7 years of age, my mother and I would walk through a park and she would start the song off. Mimi and Mama were walking through the park when they came across. That's when I chime in, which Yogi Bear, Pink Panther, Casper, Batman, or whoever character and event. Next, at age 8 years old, I read Edgar Allan Poe and fell in love with poetry. I also loved music and wrote a number of early songs. From junior high through high school, my poetry was created and formed. Yet in my senior year, my teacher said I was very talented, but I'd never be published. That dashed my hopes and dreams for decades. A warning to educators, be extremely careful of what you say to our youth about their future dreams. So poetry, for the most part, went into dormancy with the expectation of writing some to my men. My son grew into his teen years. He became fascinated by poetry, much to my amazement, because I never told him I wrote. In addition, rap had become a popular art form. By age 15, he was writing and performing. I was so very proud, going to every performance. Much later, after moving to Houston, Texas, my son asked my ex and I to take him to a poetry event in town. Then he said, hey, Mom, why don't you bring your poetry too? I said I would, but performing was his thing, not mine. I did, in fact, bring a few poems just in case. As my son stepped off the stage, he handed me the mic. I was on the spot. Now I had to perform, which I did. It was well received. That was in February of 2012. March of 2012, my ex broke three of my ribs, and by September 2012, I left, getting my own apartment for the first time in my life. By November 2012, I was picked up onto internet radio, and by January 2013, I had the number one spoken word track in Houston and came in at 19 in the nation. As most already know, I'm a two-time survivor of domestic violence, and I'm a five-time survivor of rape. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior in 1986. I write poetry to uplift, inspire, motivate, empower, enlighten, and to bring awareness. I was even asked to perform my poetry at my high school reunion. Talk about coming full circle. I absolutely love words and play with them in various exquisite ways. I flow with the Holy Spirit's ink as I write upon the papayas of the computer age, expressing my outrage at the injustices that take place, the truth that needs to be expressed, that needs to be enlightened, the romantic lullabies of love that need to be experienced, the exciting erotic experiences that need to be reported. I write poetry because I am poetry in motion, a poem walking. It is my God who gave me this gift at birth, and is he who has now saw fit to endow me with the various platforms to express my thoughts, experiences, and dreams. And that is why I write poetry and how it all came about. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and Peace.
You have a story to tell. You ever thought about putting this story in book form?
Yes.
Someday I hope that happens, because you actually have a story to tell. Very, very deep, detailed, filled with pain, passion, and salvation. Very interesting. Very interesting. I like that. What do you think, Van?
I think I agree, because also in those pages, she's going to have a lot of dark chocolate to sprinkle throughout the story. So, yeah, absolutely. This was a nicely described work of your art, and it is a story, and you should tell it. You know, you just got to get out of your own way. Once you do that, you'll be just fine.
Thank you. I appreciate that from both of you, Kings. And one day I'll have to do my piece about dark chocolate.
Oh, J-Rob would love that. She's dark chocolate. Yep.
And I also love the Dark Knight. You know, Batman.
See? Absolutely. Yep.
He was even in the piece. I mean, you did hear that, right? When I was a little girl, I was making up stories about Batman. I mean, it was in the making since childhood. So, yes, of course. I love y'all both. One love, one mic. Blessings.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Thank you. And get on over to that dance floor. ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis. Man, we having a high time,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff going on tonight.
Very good stuff.
Are we,
the event page
are
is
we ready?
In.
Man,
yes,
the
sir.
Music is live. The music is live. Back channel stuff going on. Man, it's a good night. It is a great night.
It is a good night. It is a good night. It is a good night.
And shout out to our CEO. Who's in retirement mode. But hey, bro, you're more than welcome to come out of retirement and host and get down with us, bro. We'd love to have you, man.
Whenever,
you just say the word, bro.
Whenever you feel like it, sir, well, just say the word. That's it. It just say the word. I mean, heck, it's your network, so just say the word.
Right. Hey, who are we to stop you?
Come on. I mean, we're here because of you.
Absolutely. And as the network keeps growing, man, we're going to bring in the newest Epiphany member, who is actually a return Epiphany member. Some of y'all remember him from back in the day from Feel the Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, we got our good brother Epiphany's own hosts. Every one-half host of Poetic Therapy, y'all, on Saturday, every other Saturday, Rob. The Djembe Poet, Morrow. What's good with you, bro?
Okay, just to let you guys know, y'all can do this light skin versus dark skin thing, but what about the medium brown skin brothers who are in between? Can we get a little love there too?
Ain't no,
let me explain. Please, let me explain something to you, brother.
Ain't no in between.
Well, come on.
Go ahead.
Give
Jay.
Us some
Van.
Tell him.
Nope, you tell him.
Rob. Rob, if you like chocolate, brother, you on the DSP side. You on the DSP
I like
side. Brother.
I like women, chocolate women, and light skin.
No. You said,
oh well, we
said
both like that. We both like that. Light LSP and DSP. When we both like that now. What?
Yeah, man. We ain't talking about that.
Update.
No, bro. If you slightly chocolate, like you know, you've had some cream dipped in your coffee, brother, you still chocolate. Got so you got DSP, brother. You get dark skin
this
privileges.
I'm mocha, so I'm good. Yeah,
you mocha, you got dark skin privileges, brother. Now if you got that handsome shit going on like Van and David Mott, then you got LSP. And you know, we're going to talk about that in the group one day and let you know how this whole thing came about because it was very racial. My feelings was hurt. I was feeling inadequate as a brother and didn't feel like a black man. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm like Karate Man and a kind of inside. So we was all right. I was like Karate Man. That you know.
Yeah, Karate Man, you got jumped up. And you can't kick no ass because you got two big ass niggas who want to whoop your ass there now. Come on.
That part.
Oh, Lord. Y'all.
So, welcome to the Get Down, bruh. Here's a question, because I know you've been hearing us do it all night. But here's a question for you.
Speaking of trading places, yeah. Go ahead.
Is your piece currently locked and loaded, good brother?
You know that, my brother. You know, of course. I know the routine. Shit, y'all ready? I don't think y'all ready. You think they're ready in the chat room? You think they're ready in the chat room?
Wow. That's where he's going back. Then brother, we're going to let you get on down, and you explain to the audience what makes you write the poetry that you do. Go ahead, bad boy.
I do not think y'all ain't gonna handle it. Danielle, Adrian, these niggas ain't ready. He's inspiration. Influencing changes with five line stanza. He's a bona fide bonanza of artistry who dibbles in scripts. He spreads hope and unity like barbecue sauce, smothered over chicken and ribs. As he sets the stage, Every verse and rhyme he creates, it leaps out the page screaming, "Brother, don't touch that needle." Or, "Sister, you don't need to be a recipient of his drunken rage," as ink bleeds consciousness. Every piece written evokes naked passion and exposes propaganda because he sketches liberation inside composition books. His fear flows like Langston Hughes, but he's never aware of the blues, and if poetry's a five-star restaurant, he'll be the master cook. Serving up these lines and hooks, feeding the babies in the bathwater, and shielding our sons and daughters from the dangers of neighborhood gunfire. He has taken the time to develop all the funky shit in his mind, and to the community, he is greatly admired. He is an agent, secretly embedded three-ring binders and paper mates at open mic venue where he congregates with like-minded people. He used mic stands to inform the ignorant and wake up the sheeple. As he's lending a helping hand with his word, where every noun and verb he spits, he goes up against atrocities, whether it's black-on-black crime, racism, homelessness, and poverty. They all meet defeat, made them all rest in peace. Every single moment that he speaks, as he absorbs the audience moving in their seats with hand claps and finger snaps and standing ovation, he received praise, honor, respect, and another invitation to speak to high school students and political prisoners. He has taken none.
Rob, you went silent. You okay?
Rob, you there?
Rob.
Yo, Rob.
Is he's still here. I don't know what happened.
He got disconnected.
Yep. His call.
Rob, are you on mute?
Nah, his call just dropped. All right, Rob, call back in. Call back in. We'll get him back. Dang. We'll get him back. Let's
okay.
Move on to our other good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. What's good, bro?
What you been missing, killing the man? I can supply it. Your wish is my command. I work. Hey, how you doing?
Give you a lesson. Good easy feel good, baby. My bad.
You know I was cross-eyed when I did that, man, right?
I know you was. I know you was.
It's been a minute. How have you guys been?
Oh man, we doing all right, brother.
Today is a good day, bro. How are you?
Yes, it is. I go through, but, you know, I'm a soldier. I'm a warrior. Oh, yeah, that's right. They won. Yeah, congratulations, whatever. Anyway.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
They showed why they were champions in that series, bro. I can't lie. They showed
yeah,
up. Showed up.
I just want a Draymond Green, like, fly trap chick. I think he can catch plenty of flies during the summer. That's all I want.
Draymond Green is something else.
Yeah, but he doesn't close his mouth, so that's how come I need to fly trap.
He is this era's or this generation's Dennis Rodman. Ain't no different than what Dennis Rodman used to do. Dennis Rodman was actually worse. He was actually worse.
Yeah.
Cause I remember him. Him and Anthony Mason used to get into it. Oh man!
Yeah, Dennis was an ugly woman. That's it. He was just an ugly woman. That's all it was.
I said he was just an ugly woman.
I'm having nightmares now. Damn.
He might be an ugly woman, but the boy's a marketing genius.
That he is.
Uh huh.
That he is.
Okay, because
for sure.
He's like, I don't have to be sexy to get y'all to buy this. And that's exactly what he did.
You see, I got to shake the nightmare. Damn.
Well, my brother, welcome. All
I can think about is the fact that, yeah, this show has been banging. I mean, the females came in, rocked it. And I hope Rob Poet, I hope Rob comes back in so that way we can hear some more of this.
Yeah, he's back.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him back. We're gonna bring him back right after you because it's call drop. We're gonna bring him back after you so he can finish his piece, and then, you know, make sure that he gets his turn back on the mic. But but I'm anxious to hear why YC Double write what he write. You ready to get down,
okay,
bro?
Yep, I'm ready to get down like Tribe Called Quest.
Then get on down, bro.
Thank you. I'm going to keep writing despite you. Four lines look like cocaine for Kurt Cobain after being struck by a King Cobra snake. My words come from coping mechanisms from Copenhagen to the Copacabana. I hope that you flow with me as I'm promoting the fact that I wrote this stanza. I'm going to finish this by popular demand in an hour after I devour some sleep because fatigue is for cowards. Got to do this now, not later, because I'm red hot with the jawbreakers, turbo in the ozone. I rock steady with a reef on the door, so freak the dinosaurs. Read between the lines as sung by Dinah Shore. See my middle finger come out like Dinah Ross. I kick Nick Cannon off the drum line because Mariah says, I'm an animal. Get off the lap of Santa Claus. He's a sex offender. I'm here to catch a predator down here in Nashville, driving in a NASCAR among these nasty girls full of vanity. Dancing on these party buses where I can see past their panty lines. So many can't drive, and that is why there are so many car accidents, as many dress like Carrie Underwood and some without underwear at the Country Music Awards. Most ignore decency as they eat, drink, and be merry. The revelation will be televised in the end of days, and it'll be scary. The Hindenburg with the words, oh, to humanity, as Jesus comes back to eradicate all these satanic things. Most will face the second death, and the chosen few will reach paradise. My goal is to be called holy, and my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Some of y'all act like y'all need a baker, looking to be caught up in the rapture. I'd rather be strong through these trials and through the fires and tribulations, because endurance to the end is what I'm after. No, I'm not a lord of the underground, chasing gold and platinum on TikTok. This message is a blessing, and it goes much deeper than hip-hop. Read Matthew chapter 24, where it reveals the intricate plot. Oh, no, you're arrested because you look like Tracy Chapman because you got a fast car. Maybe you should hustle like Tracy Morgan, drinking iced tea with Tracy Morrow. You're depending on law and order, saying, these are your story. Piece of slice topped with pepperoni. I'm going to keep on writing despite you, being a part of my spiritual warfare, while I watch the Celtics against the Warriors, praising God, while you get off whoring for OnlyFans and Pornhub. And this is the art of writing without writing. I'm colder than a Minnesota Viking, and that's my piece.
Damn.
Yeah.
He just dropped it on everyone.
He did.
The references.
Yeah. There was so many. It's just too... Bruh.
I mean, that the little, Tracy Chapman's, the Anita Baker's... Come on, man. This cat just went.
That mini dress line, bruh. I mean, you really got to pay attention. Then the Jawbreakers, Turbo, bro, come on, man. Come on. The references in this piece was just crazy.
I had to find something to match your topic because I was looking for what your topic was going to be. So I found this that I wrote 6 days ago. And I said, okay, let me try this one.
Wow. Phenomenal, bro. It's phenomenal. J-Rob,
thank
go ahead, man.
Much.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, I'm just a straight fan when you do this kind of material. And it just shows the dexterity of your pen in every aspect of the word. So I'm really digging what you did with this. And all the references. All the references, man. Damn, all the references. Just killed it. Just straight killed
thank
it.
You. Hey, thank you much. I guess this is what happens when the technical difficulties stop work, you know, they start coming into my life. So I can't make music until I get that fixed. So I got to focus on wordsmith.
Well, if you got to focus on something, focus on what
yeah.
you like.
Yeah, I want this message to be Viagra through your hemorrhoids. That's how I feel about it.
Viagra through your hemorrhoids?
In other words, you got to stand up at attention.
Yeah, I get it, but Viagra through your hemorrhoids?
That's how it is. Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
Wow.
All right, my brother.
Wow.
We're going to get you going over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can hang around and get a couple of steps in with everybody.
Yeah,
one love,
I'm going to get my two-step in.
There you go.
One love, one
get
mic.
In, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother C-34 Music, y'all, coming through. And let's get back, Rob Poetry Morrow. Brother,
yeah,
are you back?
What's up? How far did I go? What y'all miss?
Start over?
All right. Let's do this. I don't think y'all ready, but let me do it. He's inspiration. Influencing changes with five-line stanza. He's a bona fide bonanza of artistry who dibbles in scripts. He spreads hope and unity like barbecue sauce all over chicken and ribs. He sets the stage. Every verse and rhyme he creates, it leaps out the page, screaming, brother, don't touch that needle. Or sister, you don't need to be a recipient of his drunken rage. As ink bleeds consciousness, every piece written invokes naked passion and exposes propaganda because he sketches liberation inside composition books. His fear flows like Langston Hughes, but he's never aware of the blues, and his poetry's a five-star restaurant. He's your master cook, serving up these lines and hooks, feeding the babies in the bathwater, and shielding our sons and daughters from the dangers of neighborhood gunfire. He is taking the time to develop all the funky shit in his mind. And to the community, he's greatly admired. He's an ancient. Secretly embedding three-ring binders and paper mates at open mic venue where he congregates with like-minded people. He used mic stands to form the ignorant and wake up the sheeple. As he's lending a helping hand with his word, with every noun and verb he spits, he goes up against atrocities, whether it's black-on-black crime, racism, homelessness, and poverty. They all meet defeat, may them all rest in peace, every single moment that he speaks. As he observes the audience moving in their seats with hand claps and finger snaps and standing ovation, he has received praise, honor, respect, and another invitation to spit to high school students and political prisoners. He has taken none. He busts cycles that seduce his wailing saxophones and African drums. As he calls out and encourages niggas be anything except niggas, and let's prepare and stop being scared of a revolution. He defines culture. He swoops in like a vulture on 12-hour recording sessions. He cuts CDs and publishing books on peace, protest, empowerment, and redemption because it's all he ever asked. He organizes the resistance on neatly printed notepads. As he stands in the middle of Times Square with Broadway performers sharing a sonnet that denounces police violence against unarmed black men and genocide against children in the territories occupied, he is proactive with his pen, leading workshops and festivals under towers defined by prophets and uprisings many years ago. He's politically and poetically striving for some action because he's writing for this cause and not for selfless satisfaction or simply putting on a show, because he's a poeticist, a poet slash activist. He's saving lives like opposing lines. The words spoken represent the picket sign, and he's elevating movements for the strong and the weak to speak. He's inspired by the Creator, the ancestors, and the Isley Brothers, because minute by minute, he's taking his art and fighting the powers that be. Rob Poet Jamaro, the djembe poet. Ashe in peace, and so it is.
Yes, sir.
I got, yes, sir. I got somebody. Rob, I got a dude. I need you to... I'm sorry, Ben, for cutting you off. What was you saying?
Nah, I was just saying, yes, sir. I'm glad you came back and finished this piece. I'm glad we had you started over. You said a lot. You dropped a lot in this piece, brother. And that Ozzy Brothers line, minute by minute, that was masterful, bro. Masterful. But you spoke a lot of power in this piece. And for that, I love it, man. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
There's so much with this. But there's these cats that are out there in L.A. or California. Forget L.A. They're the B-sharp jazz quartet. But particularly there's a piece by Tamu Dawood, Elder Statesman in Poetry.
Kamau Dawood, yeah, I know that brother. Yeah, I know the other.
Bro, I had one chance to meet that cat and stumbled on my words when I was trying to say hello to the man, because the man is a giant. He's a Miri Baraka of the West Coast, and the brother is just so heavy. And when I heard this piece, it just reminded me so much of him.
Thank you.
I dug where you was taking this, and the further you went along with this, of course, y'all know I'm rhythmical, so the further you went with this, I just needed to hear, for me, not for anyone else, just for me, just needed to hear, not the djembe drum, but I just needed to hear something with some skins and something with some soft bongo-like behind it, because you dropped a couple of real hard gems, like Van said, and all it needed was just that background to touch it. So that when you ended with Ashe, it leveled it off. And I'm just saying that just for me, because I dug this piece that much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And actually, you spoke about Mr. Dialed. They've been, you know, they're like you said, the Elder Statesmen. They started a long time ago, you know, the Wired, if you're familiar with the writers, the Watch Writers Workshop, that which I referenced in my Prophets and Uprising, that is the ode to the Watts Prophets. And I think he was involved with that. But yeah, they had a little celebration for Kamau and a couple other elder poets celebrating their involvement in the poetry community at Leimert Park. And so yeah, absolutely. He is a phenomenon. He got so many other, you know, great poets. This cat named Michael Thatcher and
oh my God, yeah, Michael Thatcher, my God.
And other cat name. Are you familiar? And Tony Williams. Yeah, that brother's dope. And another cat, Elder Statesman. I forgot his name. He's part of the Mert. Peter Harris. Peter J. Harris. Yeah, all of them.
Absolutely excellent. Yeah.
But
they're all students of his.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of the work that I do is get some of it's from the brothers, from those elders, and also from cats like the Watch Prophets and the Last Poets. So,
absolutely, the Watch Prophets.
Awesome, bro.
Yeah, you and me need to talk. We need to talk.
Absolutely.
But excellent piece. Excellent piece, bro. Sorry about that, man.
Thanks.
No, it's all right, brother. Now, Rob, before I get you over to the dance floor, brother, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Absolutely. Well, this upcoming Saturday, myself and La Perla Negra, we are doing the Poetic Therapy. Just come out here, represent, give you a little healing, give you a little therapeutic words and discussions. It's gonna be dope. And, of course, you know, hopefully in the fall, the return of the vibe with myself and Casey, Poetically Speaking Kindly. Keep you posted, and that's what we do.
All right, good brother. Thank you so much for that, man. Get on over there to that dance floor, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic, and one drum. Peace.
Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Rob Poetry Morrow. Catch him this coming Saturday with La Perla Negra. Next up on the mic, we have our good brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, is in the building. What's good with you, Joe?
Hey, good evening, Poetic. Good evening, J-Rob, the Vibe Son. How y'all feeling? Can you hear me okay?
Tonight is a great night, good brother. Thank you for accepting the invitation to come through this evening.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate the invite, man. Thank you.
Joe. Well,
yes,
this
sir.
Evening, Van and I are asking a question about what makes you write the kind of poetry that you do. And before you jump into it, is your piece locked and loaded, my good brother?
Absolutely.
Then, man, I won't keep you. I'm just going to let you go on ahead and get on down.
A country within a country. New York and Mississippi. Los Angeles and D.C., Florida and Tennessee, do the same laws apply? Let me see. No, I don't think so. Depending on your skin tone, remembering how you've been shown a little less than a Flintstone. Where's the spark of democracy besides that flint of hypocrisy? This place is not what it ought to be. So, I write poetry to talk for me. My tongue won't get tired from what I'm feeling inside, from what I'm thinking inside. They flow from my soul with the feeling of pride. And if I want to get down with the feeling of thighs, there's a place in my mind where all thoughts come alive. I do it the way I do it, so my voice can flow through it. No chance for interruption, so I can remain fluid. I answer the questions before you get to it. I write in a way like I know what you say. I write all types of poems and all types of forms. Diversity is not a choice. For me, it's the norm. Perverse I can be, but I rock halo and horns. I write stories and comedy, and not all are performed. I write to the delight of a private audience. The things I convey are much more broad than this. DJ, please, I'm on a request line. I see the need to help a distressed mind. When I feel I'm of a depressed mind, I write for fun and fantasy, bold and romantically. At times, I'm just manic, usually frantic. I write the way I do to ease someone else's panic, and someone else is doing the same thing. I think my way just grabs it, you know, poetry with a point, followed by direction. I write about the world I see without a camera for selections. I tend to write subliminally for my special friend's affection. I'm afflicted with diction from all directions. I write what I do to inspire, aside from a few corrections. Aside from a few connections at times for a new direction, Do you get tired of the same old thing? How many ways can you love on ink? Countless ways, once you think. A country within a country, city within city, we are traveled through the core, and borders seem so silly. In order to be witty, I write what I do, the way I do, because that's just me. My poem. Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, man, you said something in this piece that I actually never even thought about, Joe. You said you write to write out someone else's panic.
Mm.
My brother, you have no idea how serious that is. For somebody to be in panic mode about something that they've done or something that they're going through, and here you come and you just write it out. And you give them the safe space because of how you write and what you write. That speaks to their core and say, hey, let me say this for you on your behalf. I feel it. Amazing, Joe. Hey, amen. I love this piece. I love this piece. J-Rod.
That same line struck me. It struck me because it taps on what we were talking about earlier, that you never know what somebody is going through.
Absolutely.
And as poets, there are times we tap into that. And when we tap into that particular space, somebody who's listening, this might be the piece that takes them over the top to help ease what they're going through, because they can finally say, somebody knows what I'm, someone can relate to what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And those words have healing qualities to them, if you will, because you help ease somebody's fears or anxiety for what they're going through, because you just verbalized it when they potentially couldn't. So that line struck out for me as well. Stuck out. I keep saying struck, excuse me. It stuck out to me as well for that particular reason. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
No, man, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And thank you for accepting the invitation.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate it. It was good. Good topic, man. Definitely.
Thank you.
Excellent.
We got Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer, stamp of approval on the topic, y'all. A, we have arrived.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Told you he's family, man. Told you he's family, man.
Appreciate you, Joe. Appreciate you more than you know, my brother.
Thank you, Colette. Appreciate you too, brother.
My man. Thank you.
All right, we're going to get you on over to that Get Down dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer. Get ready to go out there and... I seen his two-step, but he said he's going to come through something different tonight, so y'all watch out. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is to Get Down with your host, J. Rob the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And if you still hear the sound of my voice, congratulations, you are in the overtime hour. And if they were online and they didn't call in, guess what? Yeah, they kind of missed out. So
the
we're going to keep this
reached.
Party going. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
They'll actually get that message. They didn't get that message if what's tomorrow, Friday? If the show's not scheduled for tomorrow, they're going to get that message. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we have our good brother, Just Jay, is in the building. What's up, Just Jay?
What's going on with y'all, man?
Oh, man.
It's a nice, good night to be a poet.
Good night of poetry, brother. How about you?
I've been hearing it's a good night to listen to some poetry, apparently, because I've been getting a lot of good vibes here, man.
That's awesome.
And if you're getting
that,
a good vibe, then we know we're on the right track, bro.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we know
man,
we're on the right track.
I mean, we did
that's
cut
the
up earlier.
That's the duo.
We cut up a lot earlier. We were cutting up.
Yeah, we were cutting up earlier.
We were cutting up. cutting up bad.
I was here to talk about back channels and all the rest of that stuff. That's above my pay grade.
No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. You cut that out, sir. You cut that out.
No, man. It's been awesome listening to y'all, though. I've been having a really nice time, man.
Thank you for stopping through.
Absolutely.
Yes,
bro.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So
man,
tonight,
I cut my
DJ,
teeth
man,
in here,
we,
man.
You what? You cut your teeth?
In here, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Go ahead and get you. Go ahead and get that dental work. You got the insurance. Call the dentist. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. You know, I remember when I just thought it was only the Get Down. I was like, man, one day I found out y'all had shows on other days. I was like, get out of here.
Yeah,
I got the one-stop shop now.
Some of y'all don't know. Just Jay been rocking with us for a minute. He remembers when it was only two shows, show on Monday and a show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers.
Mm-hmm.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah, very humble beginnings. He remembers.
When it
but
was
now,
all a dream.
Yeah, that part. Salt and Pepper, Heavy D up in the limousine. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic Molly. Hey, man, listen. Come on, Jay. Why you got to get me started, man?
My bad.
Come on, man.
Hey,
man, if y'all ain't been on the event page, man, he got some good music rocking out on that event page, man. Y'all have got to get there and chime in. The event page is for you. Y'all know that? The event page is for you. It's where y'all interact, where y'all mingle, where y'all cut up, where y'all act a fool. I mean, we doing it here, too, but... You know what? Let's just get to Just Jay and his poetry. We're gonna talk about that later. Just Jay, so tonight, good brother, we want to know what makes you write the kind of poetry that you do, and if your piece is locked and loaded, then we're gonna go ahead and get out the way and let you get on down, good brother.
Yes, sir. Let me go into this piece. This piece that I'm about to do right here is. I thought it'd be best for this topic of this show. It's a prompted piece. It was a piece about a young lady. She was having an issue of trying to get her kids the help that they needed from the system. And as they were going around and going through it, they one thing that resonated with the guy that was doing the interview was that, you know, she don't give up. She stays right there in that spot and stay in that face until she gets the help she needed. And the last line of this poem is the prompt for that. I'm about to go into it now. I am here for a reason and a season. I'm in it for the long haul. I can't go back. I have burned my ships and I have put all my efforts into this. This is me fighting against the inhuman action of a cold machine, and it has activated all the powers of my humanity to the full, stripping me completely to the bare bone, removing my shell and all my adornments, only leaving the human being, the naked soul, behind. I am not a number. I am not a statistic or the truth of some inflamed rhetoric, and I am so happy that you do not need the services I am asking you for today. And I can look across this desk from me to you and perform my mission as diligently as you are now. But it is clear, I am here and you are there. But the truth is, I am not going anywhere. Poem.
I'm mad.
I don't think
I'm mad, Just Jay. I'm mad.
What I do now?
You gave us this little itty bitty piece. This little itty bitty piece that seems like it has so much more left in it, and you only told part of a story.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you this though. It was fire. I'm going to tell you this. It was fire. And you wrote it from a perspective not your own. I dig it. I dig it. Great ink, bro. Great ink. J-Rock.
I was like, how he walk in here on some itty-bitty piece of poetry? Not that it wasn't good. But how you walk in here on some itty-bitty piece of poetry? He'd never do that, man.
Right.
This is one of them joints where he just trying to be difficult and be like, nah, I ain't trying to give them real poetry. I'm a say that real shit for the clubhouse. I'm going to give them a little something. So they can,
oh, brother.
You know, That's your man. But still, the piece was nice. I like
it. This is my man.
It was a 10-minute prompt.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes?
Uh-huh,
well, you gave us like 30 seconds. What you mean?
35 seconds, man. 35.
That kind of reminded me of that episode of Futurama when Fry was supposed to be writing up that, what's his name? And it was in like 10 minutes into it was over. And he's like, oh, it took me 2 hours to write, so I figured it'd be like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
This guy here.
Absolutely. Well, Jess J, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Just stay there longer than your piece was. Cause
thank you.
They need substance on that dance floor. They need substance on that dance floor.
You just can't dance to, like, the first chorus and it'd be like, y'all have a good night.
First chorus? He trying to dance to the intro beat, whatever those first few seconds of the intro beat is. And then he out. Got everybody looking at him like, yo, where's your dance? Yeah, bro, that's all I got tonight.
Where your man
that's
go?
That's all I got tonight. Yeah, that's all
I
got.
Well, that's why I write. I write for the people.
There you go. There you go.
That's your man.
He's a poet for the people, y'all. He got a new name. He got a new name, y'all. He's a poet for the people. There it is.
Poet for the people.
Hey.
What's that
blow
dude?
Up, when you blow up and you use that name, I want my cut, bro. I want my cut.
Hey, yeah, you got something coming on there for sure.
Yeah, what's that cat that blows the horn and all the mice used to follow him and whatnot? The Pied Piper of poetry. There you go. There you
R.
go.
Kelly,
my man's
yeah.
the Pied Piper of poetry.
There you go.
The Pied Piper. There you go. That's it from now on. You are the Pied Piper of poetry, baby.
Absolutely.
Man, I accept that mantle, sir. Y'all take
there you
care,
go.
Man.
There you go. Get on over that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Jess J. He came in here. One love, one mic, bro. He came in here.
Much love, y'all.
He was going to just slip on, just give a slip a little quickie. Here you go, boom, boom, boom. I'm out.
You know what his piece reminded me of, Van?
What's that, bro?
And I say this comically. Remember when you, myself, and David Mott did a piece of poetry?
Here we go.
And me and Dave did a nice 2-minute joint. Van was like, poetry. That's what I write. Thank you. David said, what the hell?
Okay.
That was hilarious.
I
poetry.
It. I got it.
That's
what
it's
I all right. write. It's all right. Next up on the mic, y'all. Uh-oh. We got Blaze in the building. What's good with you, Blaze?
What's happening, Blaze?
What's up there, homies?
What's good,
man? Man, listen.
What's good with you, bro?
How you did?
I'm doing good.
There you go. There it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bro.
Yes, sir. Good to hear you, bro.
Very good to hear you, bro.
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just trying to get back into writing again. Lost my way for a minute, but I'm thinking I'm finding my way back.
That happens sometimes, bro.
It does.
That happens sometimes.
It does.
If I could be transparent for a second, I've had some serious tragedies befall me in for the last couple of weeks into the last couple of months, and poetry has saved me along with being able to, you know, talk to some of the people in my circle, like the Van Middles of the world. And it's been a godsend having these people in my circle to bounce stuff off every so often. So your tribe is here, brother. We're still keeping you in prayer.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much.
Amen. And sometime tomorrow afternoon, even, I need you to give me a call so we can talk about something.
Okay. And definitely will. Yes, sir. Around what time?
I get off at 4:30, so give me a call. 4:30. Yeah, give me a call at the 4:30 tomorrow.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Perfect.
Will do.
Stay right.
Fantastic. Oh, definitely. You know I'm asking. You know I'm asking. You know I'm asking. Hey, Blaze, bro.
Yes, sir.
First, is your piece locked and loaded? Because I'm going somewhere with this.
Locked and loaded.
My man.
I mean, more loaded than it's locked.
Then that means you're ready. Because we want
and
you to
more
tell
loaded
everybody.
Than it's locked.
We want you to tell everybody what makes you write the kind of poetry that you do. Go on ahead and get on down, brother.
Oh, Lord. I don't know why this is happening to me right now. I feel like I'm starting to get dizzy. And I don't know if it's the vertigo or whatever. I'm trying to get myself through it. Okay. So, you don't ever want to test the dude from Oil Cruise, dude from Family Feud where they act silly, South or South Philly where they will check you if anger festers. But I need to sequester ignorant finger gestures. I got a bone to pick, so let me collect any heckler. Let me rep and step to the mic deep from Chester. Be hypnotized on his training day like Denzel. Be careful when this pen spells paragraphs to ask if I were ink. Would you let me spill and cascade down the nakedness of your every thought while being caressed and massaged into the memorabilia of your soul's spiritual law? There where I, ink, will raid the tomb of Lara Croft and make every nook and cranny and every crevice of all your hard places soft. If I were ink, would you let me drip deep drops of myself into the innermost cores of your head's monument to document the most Protestant, loudest sent arguments from your hottest pens, strengthening your esophagus, him and his epiglottis friend? Do you know when you speak before you open your mouth, understand that God is sent? I'll be jobless, friend, but will nonstop flash mob this pen until I begun my journey where I runneth over into your shoulders to help you manage and cope with the boulders that life throws you. I'll be that ink that'll help you soldier up against any force in the air trying to guard any coast. U.S. Navy, us, never again volunteering yourselves to disconnect services, becoming one in any of their armies who are ultimately set out to harm we. I'll be that ink with bars, see. My heart be positioning itself on my sleeve, in which to me is a pet peeve, so most send me ink to safeguard as a war shield, a.k.a. force field of protection, warring against the enemy, trying to tell me that my pen and me are not enough to war against any selection or faction that they introduce, because if ink and pen enters the deuce, ink will take over as Tupac and Omar Epps juice, and which will not be denied because of where spoken word and poetry has derived from a place of deep-seated marination where the soul is cold and grows of their kind. To not be kind by prose, but it shows how a pen man and his penmanship shows relentlessness. Cause his pen man shows up to prove his bros are pros. But again, if I were ink, would you let me spill so I can show you how I could help you grow? Because if you let me add your ink to spill, nothing would ever try to attack you. Because if I were your spilled ink, you'd always be prepped and ready for battle. But that's only if I were ink. Blaze.
That's only if I was ink. Come on now. Come on. As a fan of your work, when you showing off with your pen, boy, yeah, this is when we get this. This is when we get that blaze that folks is like, ooh, yeah, this is that. This is that. This is that. I loved it.
Thank you, sir.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Hey, man, listen. Listen. The way that he spilled his ink all over that canvas right now, welcome back, bro. I'm glad that you came through and you spit what you wrote. I'm also glad that you writing again. I'm glad that you here. I'm glad that you decided to take a moment and write for us. I know it was for you, but we get the benefit. And that piece was man, I love that piece. It was pure genius. Pure genius.
Mm.
Thank you, bro. I just want to add also, I just finished it right before y'all asked me to jump on the mic.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes,
I
sir.
Just finished. I was still writing when y'all was asking me questions. I was trying to hurry up and get it done so I could go ahead and spit it. And I just got the last couple words out right before I spit. And that was, you know, in the midst of me going through everything else, trying to get my equilibrium straight.
Nice.
What balance, what precision.
I like that.
What determination and concentration, bro. Love it. Brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance. So, man, stick around with this, man. And, man, please don't forget to call me tomorrow.
Well, I won't forget. I may have to get off the phone because I got to get to 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, bro. Well, go ahead, bro. No worries. One love, one mic.
All right,
indeed,
y'all,
sir.
Man.
You more, bro. We're going to talk.
All right,
gentlemen. As our good brother Blaze coming through, blessing us with his presence, man. Welcome back. Next up on the mic, oh, man. Hoo-wee. J-Rob, guess what we got, bro? Guess what we got? We got Mother Dragons. Hey, Mother Dragons. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
No, we not asking what you look like, baby. We ain't asking what you look
right.
like. How you
ain't
doing?
Asking, we said how you doing. That part.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing? How you doing, Van? How you doing, J-Rob?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Hi, Mother.
I cannot.
What?
How
I didn't even
doing?
Do nothing.
How are y'all doing? How are you doing?
Hey, listen. I'm just here thinking about, you know, leg biting and poetry and cast. Just, you know, just stuff.
That's normal
stuff. I understand.
Normal
You know, talking to her, man, I wish I had a voice like Shaggy. Nice, deep baritone joint. So she could call it. She could, like, so, hey, how you guys doing on the Get Down? And I could be like, you're coming, Mr. Bombastic, Roller Fantastic.
Well,
it don't come out right for me. It don't come out right for me.
Baby, please.
I cannot.
When you sit down and go, ooh. You know, I want my voice that deep so it can sound real sexy. She's like, oh, J-Rob, you got such a sexy voice. But I can't do it. I can't. I'm just saying. I just wish I could.
It comes in different things. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't matter for me. It's as long as you deliver, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna put no banana in my tailpipe, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. You know what I feel like right now, man. I feel like that meme where it's that little the Dutch skin dude peeking behind a tree, rubbing his hands together, looking like what's the dude? You know what I'm talking about? So then he's in there with a little button up shirt on. He rubbing his hands together, looking behind a tree. Yeah.
He's so foul. Well, Ben, you have the honor of ushering Mother to the microphone, so please go ahead.
Actually, I don't. You do.
Oh!
Yeah. I should have just took it while I had the chance.
What is up with that laugh? What is up with that laugh right now?
Pay me no mind while I introduce you from... Hey, listen.
From behind, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I said nothing. I said nothing, sir.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, girl. Welcome to the Get Down.
Yes. Okay.
There's so many things I'd like to say to you, but we kind of got company. And while my voyeuristic side really doesn't mind, I would love to know if your piece currently is locked and loaded.
It is locked and it's very much loaded.
Oh, when you say very much, that means with both hands. Hey, listen. I'm going to comment later on that, but you get on down.
This is my very first poem that got me into writing. So, and I got to say this in front of the last poet, and I got raving interviews on it. So, this is the poem that made me push me into doing it. And it's called "The Mother of All Dragons." To call it this pussy and allow your dragon to tear into my cavern, impale me. Claim your stake and pledge your allegiance. You serve Daenerys, the unburnt, mother of dragons. Your service is to the Twisty, so kneel to it. Cut off your tongue and let it be your token of your undying pledge. Let your dragon glass destroy the legions of the centuries, and upon my throne I claim the right to your Valyrian steel dagger. We fuck like we don't belong together. Unnatural positions like distant relatives. This pussy has anointed kings, shattered kingdoms, toppled government, and in the end there can only be one. I'll make you go mad as I whisper myself, set fire to your heart, birth supernatural orgasm, and when I drink your lineage, I know things. Be my Jogo, and let me be your mad queen. And that's that piece.
Excuse me, waiter. Check, please. It's time to go. Check, please. Right now. I got dessert right here. Just bring me my check. This was a delicious piece,
tasty.
Mother Dragon.
Quite tasty. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. I'm licking my lips and rubbing my hands together just like the dude in the meme. I'm being a creep right now. Yeah. I can't wait to get out there on the dance floor because, you know, I love the front and J-Rob just got to have it back. But J-Rob, what do you think about her piece?
I'm back here minding my business. Hey, you. You are some kind of special and you put that pen to work, huh? Okay. And you said this is your very first piece that you spit in front of the last, a couple of brothers of the last poets?
Well, yeah. I went and saw them, and of course, you know, everybody was like, oh, he doesn't do well with erotic poetry. And he was like, I want to hear it. And when I said it, he was like, he's like, this is like what Vladimir Herzen would have written. And I was like, what? You know, my tongue, my face dropped. I was like, oh, my gosh. And it was, you know, because I wasn't very confident at that time. So this is what gave me the confidence to write more. But, you know, I love the show. And this is my very first. I was like, I want to write a show about what I like. And the very first poem, and it went off well. It did.
That's dope.
Phenomenal. Absolutely.
That is absolutely dope.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when I did a piece for them at New York Cafe, everybody wanted to pay homage to them and what have you, and I recited a piece that encompassed their first 25 joints, and they were like, whoa. And I was nervous as hell. I messed up so many lines, but the brothers got where I was going. And he was like, I want to hear that again when you're more confident with it. But he got where I was going because it was a homage to them, because everybody was doing one piece that recited them. And I just said, I got 25 joints that y'all did that just really resonates with me. And just jumbled them all together and trying to make them make sense. But I got so nervous in front of them because I'm like, it's the last poet. It's like,
You don't know the magnitude of when you get these big type texty figures, and they're so cool, and you know, he asked me where I was from because he heard my accent, and I was like, I'm from Georgia, and he was like, oh yeah, he said my people are from there, and he said I can recognize it, and he was just like conversating with me, and I was just like, okay. Is this supposed to happen? But, you know, it was wonderful just to get that out and to be kind of, you know, and I was so nervous, you know. And so for me, just writing this poem was like the precursor to everything else after that. So, yeah.
Getting a chance to spit in front of legends is something different.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm humbled that you got a chance to do that in front of them, because that's something. If you decide to never spit poetry again, you got something in your memory bank that said, I actually got a chance to spit in front of the greats.
You know, like Toby said, I love that song when he said that, you know, he Erykah Badu contacted him. He said that's what made him dope. You know what I'm saying? And so for me and for you and for anybody else that get these chances to be in front of these people, and if they say, you know, you're all right, you know, it's like, okay, I know I can do this now, you know? And like I said, and I've been around the biggest people, and I still get humbled and still feel like I can't hold my own, but I know that I can write. You know, so, and even with y'all, like I said, I still feel like y'all are like, and I still feel like, you know, y'all challenge me, you know what I'm saying? So it's that constant humbleness that keeps me like going. So, yeah.
I tell you what, promise me one thing.
Yes. Yeah.
In that moment that you feel like that we don't challenge you, please let us know.
Oh, y'all always challenge me. That's never gonna be that point. Y'all always do. Anytime I dial in, anytime I see y'all post, I'm like, okay, I got it right. And so it's definitely that hunger that I want, and I want to continue to have that.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I love it. And I appreciate when you come through, so thank you.
For sure. She's married to us now, Jay. Ain't no divorce happening here. No divorce happening here.
Yeah, she married to us from the back, baby. My bad. As we're saying, man.
Thank you.
My bad.
So we're going to get you over to the dance floor so that you can get warmed up, because the way I see it, we got a couple more callers, and we will be free to dance with you. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's be painstakingly clear, baby. I ain't talking to a goddamn soul. I'm waiting for you to hit the dance floor so I can come over there.
Always, like always, y'all keep me laughing. Y'all keep me laughing. And always, one love, one mic.
One love and one mic, beloved.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons on her way to the Get Down dance floor. My word. Whew. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Trip, a.k.a. Mojave. What's good with you, Hive?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening, bro?
Fellas, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, I might spoil it, man. Like old milk in a new bowl.
Old milk in a new bowl. You know what? That sounds like you've been smoking something, sir. I'm sorry. It's old milk in a new bowl. Yeah, okay, that's different. that's different.
Great, great.
How are you?
It's good to talk to you, Cuzzo. Good to talk to you.
What's happening?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's good. Y'all been rocking. Y'all been rocking and rolling, keeping this thing moving. The Get Down. And
it's
all
been a fun night.
Glory.
It's been a fun
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, but, tell them if y'all married to yourself. Number one, Mother of Dragons, you always around people. You always be trying to up the game. Stop it. You know, I don't know if it'd be challenged. If you don't take that, you'd be sitting here dropping whole epic length poems in the joint. I'd be like, ooh, ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
That part.
But, you know. Yes, I was around when you said Dracarys this coochie. I was there for that poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you in the
got
trip.
The T-shirt. Got the T-shirt to tell a story.
And got the T-shirt. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, although I got my cousin's T-shirt. He probably is not going to get it till Philly, but that's okay. But I just wanted to tell y'all, shameless promotion, shameless plug, shameless polo. A good 75% of Epiphany is going to be in Philadelphia at the same time at the ES weekend.
At the same time.
Stupendously stupid and amazing, and that beautifully dope Fridays, like Wordplay Fridays at the Bush, is where we're going to be at from 8 p.m. to midnight, serving wine, refreshments, hookah, and erotic segments in between the poets, hosted by Slick Talk, your man, Ricky Taylor, Slick Talk. He's going to be over there doing things, but we're going to be up in there. Now, if you got the package, you in there. If you ain't got the package, you got to pay. Anyway, but that being said, all of us going to be up in there being naturally beautiful, naturally brown, naturally black. It's going to be so sexy. And I just want to tell you, like, I know how my cousin get down. I know how Van get down. But you to have me, hey, Rob, the wise son, poetic, La Pearl La Negra, the illustrious CEO of this network, For Real the Poet, also Larry Bonnet, all in the same goddamn room. Oh, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be some shit. I don't know. The universe is
going
to do some things, man.
It's going down.
It's
going
to be some shit. It's going to be some shit. And if you don't know nothing, you better find something out. You better hit me. You better let me know. We're going to be up in the building. And then Saturday, we're just going to be utterly ridiculous. On top of all that, again, but this time even worse, because it's going to be us being brilliantly filthy. Okay, all right, enough shameless promo, enough shameless plug. Gentlemen, the topic of this evening.
Absolutely, good brother. We want to know what makes you write the kind of poetry you do, and if your piece is locked and loaded, then my brother, go ahead and get on down.
Absolutely. The reason why my hands write, because my hands speak for expression. The way they move when I talk, and sometimes speaking does not help me to remember. My hands translate the memory, my joys, my mystery, the drama, trauma to triumph in my personal history. The lines of my hands flow with the ink, the heaviness of emotion, pieces of deep think. If there was a way to have these hands real with the feels of soul, but this pen spirit displays the cosplay of lifelike array, these hands got hands for that. Ready catch white supremacy and institutionalized racism and put them bitches on their back. My hands put passion to the paper to read erotic capers. No cap or cape, I drape sensual imagination and desire, all day flowetry because it's getting late. My hands wrote for the curvature of hips and in the kissing of French lips, squeezing tight, loving you right, these hands. These hands were gifted by James and Noreen, the steam engine of creativity. These hands be ancestor elect of the Ma'at sect, the diaspora effect. These hands are extension, dimension of me in totality. These hands that write this ink are the tools that are we. Home.
That's hot. That's hot. These hands are an extension of exactly what it is that my brain has yet to write. I'm sorry. I can just continue on with the way you did it, brother. That's, cousin, that's really hot. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I have to agree. I feel like Tommy on the witness stand. What does GGD mean, Tommy? What does it mean?
Got the drugs, Tom. Got the drugs.
That's what this.
We should do that in Philadelphia. Van says to the like, "What does GGD mean, man? What does GGD mean?"
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, this is a beautiful piece, man. And J-Rod pointed out the line that had me too. Bruh. Hey, man, you know when you dig into your poetry, man, you know how amazing you are? Anybody ever tell you that?
I don't. You know me. I just put my nose to the grindstone and just try to level up. You know, I keep forgetting the name of the cartoon. But you know it's the actor. You know the main characters and the captain of the Black Bulls. His name is Yami, right? And so he's like the only Japanese character. He's like you know what? He's like, you know, y'all gonna die. It's better level up.
right.
Like, you get no piece and be like, oh, damn, I got to level the fuck up. I'm around these folks is always writing some shit, coming through. Level up. Get your stuff up. You know, I got to come into epiphany around these marvelous creators of creativity that just delve themselves into the work that they do and have the nerve to be so fucking consistent about every goddamn thing that they do, regardless of the fact you're going to get this energy. You're going to get this Epiphany Radio Universe energy every time we turn around. Everybody's going to be on some shit. And everybody's got the nerve to come through. And then the people who are constantly calling here got the nerve to be excellent in everything that they do. You know, I'd be watching
that
people
part.
Do things. I got to sit here and watch Gwen C come here and just lay waste to people, do these fucking drive-bys and shit with her poetry. Let me just shoot everybody up real quick. Let's leave everybody's ears bleeding, leaving laid out. Dead bodies.
Right.
You know,
hey, man, listen. Check this out. Because I know you got a promo about next week. So can you let everybody know what you got going on next week?
Wait. Hey. That's the funny thing. I was not ready prepared for that. So let me switch it up real quick. I'll figure out. Okay, yeah, there we go. We're going to make this a little quick switch over. Switch over! All right. Now, where was I at? Okay, wait a second. Wait a 1 second, good sir. All right. This Tuesday, coming up on the 15th Radio Universe, a surreal entertainment network, we present to you the Honey Dripper 2.0, an engine, an introduction to one of the foremost people in erotic poetry, the founder of the erotica, Mr. Mo Beasley. This night we are giving to you the leads. We figure out how this man came to build an erotic poetry movement in the state of New York, at the capital of all things, New York City. We will be doing erotic poetry, asking first questions, and of course, we'll drip. This Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. West Coast. 9 for 2.0, the Eastern Standard. All the sexy words, all the sexy verbs. If you're here, make sure that you press 1 to be heard. We're going to take many things off, but first of all, take the socks off. Baby, baby. Stay. And that's it.
Excellent, bro. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can get to this next caller and close out this show. But, brother, get over there and no huckabuck tonight, man. You got to dig into your wheelhouse. You got to come
with
that king.
Nah, man. Man, listen, y'all took the phone out the huckabuck, man. That's what I'm telling you. I used to be think I was all doing right. Huckabuck for Kalinda. And then, you know, all I know is she got Van Metals on her lips.
Hey. Don't be telling all our business. Don't be telling me and Clinton's business.
All right, bro. But, all right. Well, I say good day to you, sir. And I say good day to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother. Check him out this Tuesday. Honey Dripper 2.0. King Drip himself, Mojave. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
King.
And I say good day.
And I say good day, sir.
All right, next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one-half host of King and Queen's Quarters. She is Queen Simmons. Hey, Zuina.
Hey, fellas. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing fine. How you
See,
doing
Van,
tonight?
That's a good greeting. Hey, fellas. How you doing? Anyway, I won't go there.
She don't want to ruffle no feathers. She know exactly what she's doing.
She know exactly what she's doing.
No. Hey, listen, I know she's a DSP fan. She's chocolatey too, but it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
She gave an even compliment and said, "Hello, fellas." Very even, very genteel.
Right.
And
but you
I get
to slide in that she's a DSP fan. I already knew, but listen.
I get to introduce the last poet of the evening, whose chocolatey goodness happens to come from the queen.
Oh, guys, you guys are too much.
Hey, queen.
Go ahead.
Hey.
I'm just saying, hey, queen, how are you doing?
I am doing great. It's been a great show. You guys really pull the best out of people. I'm telling you, sometimes I just listen because I'm intimidated by how much you guys really push that pen. So this piece that I wrote, I just
imagine
wrote
me
listening to the show.
I'm intimidated. Do you know Van Meadows?
You both are.
You do know.
My mother,
know.
Until she heard this show, my mother did not believe I knew Van Meadows. She's like, you stop this line. I've been telling you to stop lying since you was a kid. And then I showed her a picture of me and Van, and she was like, I'll be damned.
Listen, first of all, well, that may be true, but I'm one of those kind of guys who can peek into the subliminal of people's poetries, and I know that she's writing about me. So go ahead, introduce her, Jay. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't think you're enthusiastic.
No, I'm not talking about this.
He already jumped down the rabbit hole, Edwina.
I got you, though. I got you.
Edwina, my chocolate Nubian queen, chocolate being the operative word.
Yes.
Would your piece happen to be locked and loaded, beloved?
Yes, it is.
Then I will move out the way, let Van look at you with envy, and would you mind getting on down?
All right. I know you guys are pressed for time, so I didn't get the question. But,
nah, babe. Oh, no. I was enthralled with the chocolatey goodness because the question this evening for your piece is, what makes you write the kind of poetry that you do? And since we're about to get that type of chocolatey goodness all over again from the beginning, go ahead and get on down, queen.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Open your mouth. Words spoken to a child all of 5 years old as she folds it into herself, collapsing in like a reverse time-lapse view of a bursting chrysanthemum, petals in bloom, shrinking, ultra-violet, losing her lightness. Open your mouth. But don't allow any words to come out. Let me fill that small pout with doubt that you'll still allow to be a child after this. Devoured her body, spit out her soul. If she wanted to live, she had to keep her mouth closed. Open your mouth. Tell me what's wrong. Spoken by a mother in loco parentis, already itching for that next hit as she tried to listen. Open your mouth, child. Form a sentence. Tell the policeman what you witnessed. But once the itch is turned to sickness, the dope sick part of Ma forgives him. Silence then becomes her mission. We don't discuss this family business. Another turn around the earth. Another daughter bound by curse. Another girl questions her worth. It's hard to put it into words. The silence of being taken awake in February from a bed of begonias. Snow blindness, I think they call it. We don't speak in the winter while the lily girls sleep, so we wander these pyres, lighting fires in silence, a violence against throat chakras, a feeling around for something solid, a stumbling into things as our bodies follow us like shadows into womanhood. They ask why I drink like I'm dying of thirst, as if surviving this here ain't thirsty work. Why do I write the words I belt? It's a reintroduction of myself to myself, an animation of incantation through my words. I exercise these demons until things begin to work out in our favor. So now, please excuse me, but it behooves me to speak for the million little girls who look just like me. Me, almost 6 feet and 10 wounds deep. I stand in my own presence with a presence that incites violence. So when I speak, I feel like 1,000 ancestors are holding on to me, saying, open your mouth, child. Make some noise. Gather up your courage and poise. Show the world you have a voice, queen. Open your mouth. Be big and loud. Show your back teeth. Gather up the falling pieces. Wear their shards like diamonds. Let the blood color the roses. Expose the wounds. Pluck up rot. Let the sun bleach the bones and the wind help the clot. See these secrets. Break the women that keep them. And through words, I am rebirthed. I open my mouth to kill the curse. And that's that piece.
Mm.
1,000 ancestors be proud.
Okay, I'm going to be selfish, and I'm gonna need you to, like, really put this in the event page, because this is absolute poetry. It was
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, Jay, it's the way she said that she gets intimidated, right? She did say that, right? But then she comes through and she spits a piece like this.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
who should be intimidated here? I think we should be intimidated after hearing something like this.
That part.
Because you make me want to rewrite what I already wrote hearing this.
Oh, man. Okay. Remake. Okay.
Yeah. This was fire. I love this piece. I love this piece. And, you know, there's something about your cadence and your flow when you can tell when you're really vested in a piece. Because it's like when you get to a certain part of your piece, then you switch, and it's like, oh, I'm going to give you all of this right here in this verse right here, but you're going to feel it all the way through the piece, and when I'm done, you're going to know how I'm feeling, and you can snap your fingers right now because that's what the feeling says that you need to do. That is how
take
you
that,
be doing
take
it.
That. Take that.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Get a little of this, too, and take that. And this for your mother. Yeah, take that.
Right.
Amazing.
Now, before we usher
you
to the, oh, you're more than welcome. Before we usher you to the dance floor, tell everybody what you got going on Monday nights.
I would be happy to. So, here in the Epiphany Radio Universe on Monday nights, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. And this week, this coming Monday, our topic is summertime. We're just introducing the summertime, so bring your creative aspects or perspectives on that to the mic with us, and that's Monday nights at 9 p.m. Be there. Back to you guys.
All right. Well, get on over when that gets down the dance floor, because I'm definitely going to be there. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and remember to take your socks off, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Girl, no, she didn't say that she'd be intimidated and then come spit that lava like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh. Who does that? Like, who does that?
I guess it's good to be humble. We're going to jump right into Last Words with J-Rob, the wise son.
First and foremost, this is an outstanding show. This was outstanding because we didn't know where it was going to lead, but all roads led to Epiphany Radio this evening. And thank you, everyone, for coming on to the Get Down. Van, I can't do this without you. And I appreciate every bit of the poetry that you share with us when you share a piece of you. And to my co-host, every week you already know what I'm going to do. I love you, bro. Without you, I can't do this. And I'm looking forward to the coming shows that we've got coming up for folks. I'm sorry for letting the cat out the bag with one of them, but you know what's happening, and we're going to let people know what the lineup's going to look like very soon. So sharpen your pens, and let's get ready for the ride. Van Meadows.
Thank you, good brother. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And y'all did it. Y'all turned the Get Down tonight into the full 3 hours of the show. We don't take you or your time for granted, and we hope that you enjoyed your time here tonight. J-Rob, the wise son, my co-host, my brother, my friend, the poet, the humanitarian. Brother, you are an amazing individual, and I love you, man. And you're right, I can't do this show without you. I've tried. Lord knows I've tried. But God was like, no, sir. J-Rob's not here. Shut it down. J-Rob's not here again, shut it down. So, brother, your presence and what you share and what you bring to the Get Down is very necessary. So I thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Iron Sharpened Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with Apparel and Negra and Rob Poetry Morrow. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, Yours Truly Poetic. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday, you heard from Mojave Honey Dripper 2.0. Wednesday, The Erotic Love Zone is VIP, Apparel and Negra. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down. J-Rob, the Wise Son. Yours Truly Poetic.
Yes, sir.
One love, one mic. Good night. Peace.
Peace, y'all.